Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
Secret sausage.
I'll just be your secret lover.
I'm gonna let you in on a deep, dark secret.
You have a drinking problem?
I said secret.
What about leaving your fingerprint on tape?
Nah, that doesn't bother me too much. I used to kill ants with tape when I was a little kid. I didn't want to touch them with my fingers. So I would use all the scotch tape in the house. My parents were so mad.
Why does all your childhood stories revolve around killing animals?
What? That is not an animal. No, but I always feel stupid because anytime Alicia walks up to me, I'm usually talking about something really bad, like a dead animal. It's just awkward. And it's like, why do you always walk up at the bad moments? I'll say something bad and or she only gets half the story, you know?
That happens with Boss Man George too, doesn't it?
Used to. He used to catch me in perverted moments. It was so awkward. I'd be good all day long and then you go and draw on somebody and he's going to come around the corner and look. I'm like, oh my gosh. It was totally mature today until now.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips and I am Lacey G.
She's going to party hardy this holiday weekend. Cinco de Mayo is a good enough reason to have a cheat day, right?
There's not a lot that I need to give me a cheat day nowadays, Amy. You have been my fitness inspiration.
Oh.
I feel like I'm failing compared to you.
No, I'm cheating too. I am.
You told me you cheated because you put sugar in a recipe.
Yeah, the sauce called for sugar. And if I didn't put in it, I was afraid the sauce was going to be ruined.
For sure. I haven't been that critical about things. And then I think that I did mess up by drinking because now it's like, nah, I want to cheat. So I'll cheat today. So it's not that big of a deal. Whereas before, whenever I wasn't drinking, then it's like, oh, well, I'm not drinking right now. So I'm not going to. But now I might have had a glass of wine last night.
What?
And I thought long and hard about it. And it was late before I did. It was like 8:30 and I only had one, which is a huge improvement. But I thought long and hard about it. And then I was like, what's the debate? I want one. I'm going to have one.
Yeah.
And then that is still a victory for me.
Absolutely. We're making better choices. And that's what it's all about.
But I thought long and hard about it. And then the decision was unanimous.
I just want to be Steve Carell and say that's what she said.
And my wonderful and faithful co-host is by my side, both on the mic and in life. Is there more to our romance than we let on? Or will our together forever plans come to a halt because there's been some cheating going on? Somebody's got some explaining to do, and her name is
Amy Nichols. What?
So I hate to do this.
What'd I do?
Just right off the gate. But yesterday we were discussing if something was to happen to us or our loved ones, would we want them to move on and would we want to move on? And we both said yes.
Yeah.
If something happened, we would want the other person to be able to find happiness. And then you and I jokingly around was like, oh, well, you know, if something happened and we're later, I don't want to get remarried. I don't want to find love again. We'll just be together, like in a funny way. Yeah. But still, you're my partner. That'd be great. I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
We had different ideas on when that would happen in life. I was saying like 60s. You were saying 80s. But I mean, whatever. So we kind of made that, you know, if you're still single by 40, like if you're widowed by this time, we're going to be together.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything.
What did I do?
Last night, I'm scrolling around on Instagram and I saw something that just completely floored me. Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips Instagram wants to know what's up with this Kid Nation toaster Instagram.
Oh my God, you found out?
How long has this been going on?
I wasn't going to let anyone know for a year, and it's been like 5 months.
This started on January 12th, days before my birthday. You decided to go cheating on Loose Lips and Instagram Hips.
Now listen, I started as soon as we came back to work, and I was just like saving up pictures because I didn't want to just post one at a time. So I did post for the first time on the 12th, but I was taking pictures ever since the beginning of the year. And I did it because, I don't know, I just want to be creative. Why are you mad about it? It's fun.
I'm not necessarily mad about it, but Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips Instagram is like, I don't ever see any love from Amy. Where's the food pictures on that? Where's the attention on that?
It's supposed to be a hush-hush.
Well, it's not, because some rando started following me yesterday, and then she's private, and it came up in my suggested. Anna Sophia likes it.
Well, yeah, she caught me. I didn't tell her. She caught me. And she's been keeping my secret. She almost busted me on the air the other day. And she's like, I want you to be so proud of me because I haven't said anything. Mm-hmm. I almost did it. And she didn't. I'm so proud of her. But, well, you know, this is a personal project.
Oh, and the podcast is not?
No, it's a shared thing.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, you could be sharing some love on some other social media as well.
Does every loose lip and childbearing hip listener want to see my food?
They want to see something from you.
I've posted. You're acting like I don't do anything.
No, you do stuff. But I'm just saying, I stumbled upon this account that's been going on for months. And it's like, I'm going to take pretty pictures. I'm going to have recipes. I'm going to do all this kind of stuff. I'm going to devote my life to this Instagram account.
No, I'm
That's exactly
not.
What I took away from it.
No, I'm not.
And I'm not going to tell Lacey about it. I'm not going to tell Lacey that I'm passionate about something else.
I'm not passionate about it.
I'm butthurt.
I'm really sorry that you feel that way. I thought you'd be excited about it.
I was wrong. And then I'm looking and I'm like, maybe this isn't Amy. Maybe some. And I knew it was your food, obviously. But I was like, maybe somebody else wanted to start taking pictures and posting this from Amy. Because it says the unofficial.
Yeah, that would be me. I'm unofficially started an Instagram account. Okay. It had Kid Nation name on it, so I felt like it had to be unofficial. I mean, I didn't, like, get it cleared through anybody. I'm doing it secretly. Or it was. I'm mad at you. I'm butthurt that you ruined my secret.
Well, I didn't know it was a secret. I thought it was a secret kept from me, not kept from everybody.
No. I get, like, 2 likes on my pictures.
That's what Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips Instagram gets, too. Damn it. I'm just saying.
Well, you know, I'll take pictures of me going in the car from rehearsal to practice and share that.
Oh, don't put this I'm too busy stuff.
Oh, my God.
Just kidding. Okay, so are we good? Are we over this?
I've always been good.
Will I be okay? Will I be able to forgive you and go on living the rest of our lives as we planned?
I think so.
Killing our husbands and finally being together.
No, that wasn't the plan. Not the plan.
Okay. Well, we wanted to talk about, did you know? Because I have been so schooled this week. I learned some stuff that I had no idea was going on in the world. But before we do, I wanted to reset on a couple of things that we had talked about last week. Which this could have been a did you know, except for that I had to bring it to somebody's attention. You remember how you used to record the ISOs on your side?
Yes. Okay, so we have so important.
So we have the isolated recordings, and that's just no music bed, no anything, so you can be able to edit better. And now I have a website that I get them from. Well, I have to use that ISO recording for different things, and I had saved the ISO and realized that the mic picked up in Trey's room, everything. And so I'm like, ooh, the guys always gather in there and they're talking. So I feel like I have this insider information, right?
Yeah. Is it juicy?
No. And unfortunately, I had to tell Robert about it and he fixed that ASAP. So there is no more insider information to what's going on in that room. But I did find this.
Stop talking.
So
that's fantastic.
That's producer Robert White Cheddar. That's his catchphrase that I was so impressed it was on his shirt.
Yeah, that's his tone every time he says it.
Yeah. It's so he's so just standing perfect. Back there in Trey's room. Stop talking.
Stop talking.
And last week we did a Think Like Kanye. And you and I had said we think like Kanye. We obviously don't. Kanye is a completely different level. And this week we would like to back away from Kanye.
Yeah.
But we also don't spit rhymes like Kanye.
Whoop-dee-scoop. Scoop-dee-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-scoop-dee-poop. Poop-dee-scoop-dee-scoop-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-scoop-whoop-poop. Poop-dee-dee-whoop-scoop. Poop. Poop. Scoop-dee-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-dee-scoop. Whoop dee dee scoop poop.
I love this so much. I've been irritating the entire family. The first day I found out about this, I went to just pick up the kids from school. I rolled down the windows and I was blaring this as they were coming. Well, Morgan had late practice, so I was just picking up Maddox, and he didn't really appreciate it as much as I'd hoped. But I've been playing this nonstop for Josh. He'll get out of the shower, and I'm playing it, or I'm getting dinner ready, and I push play to play it. It's just so funny. I enjoy it way too much.
It is funny. I'm also immature as hell, so I mean, to say the word poop, I'm like, giggle, you know? But is this serious, though? Is this really what he decided was a good idea to put out? That's what I don't get.
I don't know, but it's not my place, you know?
To judge? Since when?
Yeah, if he wants to do it, I'm going to enjoy what he produces. It's fantastic.
Oh my gosh. It is amusing, but it's just hard to take it serious, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, is it any... I mean, I don't listen to Kanye all the time, but I'm wondering if this is anything like he's done before, or is this something way off of in left field? I don't know, but I love it.
Also, at the end of last podcast, you accidentally spoiled something for me. The Harry Potter spoiler. That was an accident. And yes, I realize Harry Potter is so incredibly old, so can you actually get mad about spoilers about it? And I was more playing. Like, I don't think that was a big spoiler. I have no idea because I know nothing about Harry Potter besides like the three chapters I read in book one. So I don't really know, but I officially cannot be mad at you anymore because today I accidentally saw a spoiler for Harry Potter and for The Office.
Really?
Yes, because J.K. Rowling came out and apologized again, according to this headline, for killing off one of the favorite characters. I don't know who. But I'm just like, okay, great. That means I know one of the main ones is going to die. Is it going to be one of the main three? Or is it going to be Volgendorf? Or what? I mean, I don't know.
Close.
Is it going to be, you know, that mean cousin? I don't know. So I don't know what main character is going to die. And then I'm watching The Office for the first time ever. And Jenna Fischer is giving interviews talking about what she said to Michael at the airport, which I'm assuming is in the finale. So the finale is probably going to take place at an airport. I don't know. So I can't be mad at
you. I'm not going to say anything.
Over old stuff. Yeah, I don't know why I keep looking at you.
Zip lips. I'm not saying anything.
But I mean, those are just two things that I randomly came across today. And the Jenna Fischer story I came across several times. And it's just like, God, shut up, Pam.
Yeah. Stop ruining things. Well, thank you. I'm glad you're not mad at me for that. You're just mad at me for other things.
Cheating is a major violation, Amy. Okay, so I get schooled all the time, which really isn't surprising considering my lack of knowledge on everything. But I was talking to my husband, Jeremy, about the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Have you been keeping up with this at all?
Mm-mm.
There's a celebrity, Michelle something, I can't remember her last name, but she got up at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and then some people say she was disrespectful. She's cracking jokes. And some think it was disrespectful. President Trump got mad, tweeted a lot of things. And then other people are saying it's not that big of a deal what she did. So it's really controversial. And I'm telling Jeremy about this and asking his opinion on it. And he told me that President Trump is in talks to get the Nobel Peace Prize. I can't even say that.
He's in talks to get it this year?
Or people, I don't know if he's in talks to get it. Okay. Back up. This is how I get my information. It's through other people. So I'm taking his word for this, and I haven't done any research on it on my own. Now, I've seen some stuff come up in news feeds since then, but I don't know. So this could be completely true. It could be a bunch of crap. I don't know. You have to do your own research if you care. I personally, I don't care that much. I believe nobody lies ever. The internet, people, nothing. So, he's either in talks to get it or people are saying he should get it because he negotiated something between North and South America. No.
Korea?
North and South Korea. Thank you. So North and South Korea have been at war with each other for a very long time and now they're not. And he's the one who got So now it's just going to be Korea instead of North and South.
Really?
I don't know if that's correct either.
Wow. Well, I'm going to look into it.
Yeah. So that's where I'm just like, what is going on in my life that I know about poopity scoop scoop, but I don't even know that, information about North and South Korea. I didn't know why they were separate. I don't know if they're going to be one now. And then everybody's talking about the White House Correspondents' Dinner, but then they're not talking about other things that are going on.
That's an excellent question. I don't know. Maybe we can blame the job because that's what we talk about here.
Yeah.
We stay away from politics.
I have said once I quit working here, I'm going to be so done with celebrities. I'm going to be completely done with it just because I do feel stupid that I know everything going on in Kim Kardashian's life, but I don't know real world stuff that matters. But for the longest time, I was writing the gossip for the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Mm-hmm. So I had to be in the know. Mm-hmm. I have backed away since I don't write it anymore, but I still hear about it all the time. And it's still in all my feeds. I used to have to follow everything because I needed to know.
Yeah.
I had to social media about it if something happened, because you know how important social media is, right? It's how you connect with the people.
Hey. Social media can save your life. Did you know? This is my, didn't you know? Were you done with yours?
Go ahead.
Did you know social media can save your life? Because I was scrolling through Facebook the other day and I saw this meme, and this, I'm going to read it verbatim what it said. Right now, chocolate is good for you and romaine lettuce can kill you. I've been training my whole life for this moment. And I'm like, wait a second. I don't get it. And then, so I did some research and I saw this headline that said an E. coli outbreak turns deadly or whatever. And mm-hmm. I had romaine lettuce sitting in my fridge for dinner and I totally could have eaten. And who knows? Or, and my family, I don't know. I was like, looking, where's it coming from? Where is it being sent to? What restaurants have I eaten at recently? And, you know, now I need to worry about it. I was doing some hardcore research and I don't know. I think it's really great that I did that. Looking at social media, saving my life from E. coli, possibly.
That's really good. That's really good. There has been one person who died so far, I believe. I think as of today, there's been one person that died.
Like hundreds have gotten it.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people have gotten sick. And then there's some bad oysters, too, in California that people were eating that got them sick. And that's a really bad fear of mine because I've never gotten sick from food.
Me neither.
I've never had undercooked food. I've never had bad seafood because I'm new to the shellfish game. So if you get shellfish sick, it's supposed to be awful. If you eat bad oysters, you will never, ever want oysters again. And I don't think I can handle. I
went my first. Go without it?
I went my first 20-something years without shellfish. And now I guess that's a lie because I want any sickness that'll make me skinny. So, if I'm going to throw up multiple times, then yeah. then maybe I found my passion other than the flu. Did you know that Jason Witten is not Jason Garrett?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Well, I used to work at a sports station, and I never, ever, ever watched sports. And sports is so hard to get into because I know football, at least. I don't know about the rest of the sports, but football, or at least Dallas Cowboys, it's all about history because they hadn't done crap in so long, so everybody relives the glory days, mm-hmm. 20, 30 years ago, whenever they were winning stuff. Well, all of my sports information is from 8 years ago because that's the last time I worked at a sports station. That's the last time I pretty much watched sports, period. And so I came home last weekend and the draft was going on and Jeremy was sitting outside with my neighbor and they were watching draft, having beer. And I meet them over at the house and they're both excited and they're like, oh my gosh, Jason Witten's going to retire. And I'm like, what? Why? Well, I don't know. He's done this. And then I don't know. I don't know what happened since then. But this. And I'm like, well, but who's going to coach the Cowboys then?
Oh, no.
Yeah. And they're like, what? Blah, blah, blah. Well, but you're telling me all these football facts. How did he do as a coach, though? And then they realized I was talking about Jason Garrett. That's not the same person.
No, but that's understandable. I mean, I don't know. Some people, I don't have a problem with it, but some men think that women shouldn't be talking about sports because they don't know what they're talking about.
I don't know what I'm talking about ever, but that doesn't mean I shouldn't be talking. But yeah, I felt so stupid because I hardly ever hang out with this neighbor. And
you shouldn't feel stupid.
I guess. Well,
it's just a slip of the mind. It's not like even, I don't know.
Sometimes I wish I was just being cute. Like, I wish I was just playing, but I'm not. That's why if anytime I say something really stupid, Jeremy's always like, are you messing with me? Are you being stupid? Oh, no, I forgot who I'm talking to. You're serious. You really don't know. And then anytime I find something out, I always ask him, does everybody know that? Because I want to know if I'm truly an idiot or if that's not well-known information. I mean, Jason Garrett and Jason Witten, I don't care about. No. That's not important to me.
No.
But North and South Korea, I'm like, who all knows about that?
I did not know. I'm interested, though. I'm going to go back. Look at some headlines. Maybe read the first paragraph. I can't get more in depth than that. I lose interest.
Yeah. I like to skim.
Yeah.
Not get all the information.
Where's the bold letters?
And another thing that makes me mad. I don't know why I talk about the weather so much, but I do. And so then I'm reporting the weather like it's fact. And I get all my information just through my weather app. And then I don't know why, but I feel like it's my duty to tell people because it'll be Sunday and somebody's like, oh, on Tuesday I'm doing this. And I'm like, well, you know, it's going to rain, right? And I don't know why I feel like, and then the weather always changes and then it never does. And then I look stupid because I'm repeating facts that were posted on a weather app. And then it's never correct.
Unpredictable. And I really have never noticed you spouting too many weather.
I'm all about the weather, Amy.
I haven't noticed. Where am I? Am I not paying attention?
Maybe I will start an unofficial Kid Nation weather account.
Oh my God, that's perfect. Would you please take a picture of outside of the canal? Well, I have a few dumb ones that I think you might appreciate. Did you know that blue-eyed people have the highest rate of alcohol dependence and are therefore more likely to be drunks?
Amy,
isn't that crazy? We're not drunks.
I was about to say, what color are our eyes?
We're brown.
Yes.
We're golden.
Screw you people in the office that used to say that we would drink too much because, okay, if we go to lunch and it's free... Yeah, I'm going to order some drinks if I'm paying.
So many judging eyes.
Yeah. If I'm paying, I probably would too, but I just wouldn't have as many. But yeah, we go to a free lunch and then I'm the one who points it out. They said something like, oh, Justin's the only one drinking. No, we're having a drink too. Oh, I should have known.
Freeloaders, whatever. I don't even believe in that.
Although that was before we were doing our cleanse, but I had also said I wasn't going to drink that week, and that was on a Tuesday. And so I made it Monday, and then I'm like, well, it's free, and, you know, I'm just going to go home and take a nap, so I might as well have a little afternoon delight before then. Help me.
Tuesdays are rough. It's the second Monday, so I think it deserves a drink.
Did you know the Boy Scouts of America is changing their names?
Yes.
Maddox told you?
No, I saw it in an article.
Does Maddox know?
I didn't talk to him about it. I think he knew that. I think it's the beginning of next year. I skimmed because I'm a skimmer. But girls are going to start being incorporated in it, which I'm fine with. I think that girls need that, you know, kind of event or social or whatever you call it.
I agree. But there's Girl Scouts, though.
Yeah, but they don't do the same things. I think Boy Scouts are... richer with activities, in my opinion. I don't know, because Morgan was never in Girl Scouts, so I don't know if I should say or not. But so they are changing it. I guess it's necessary if it's going to be co-ed.
So Girl Scouts are going to be easy, and then the Boy Scouts are now going to be Scouts BSA.
Yeah.
The organization is going to keep the name, but the term, they're going to have Cub Scouts and then Scouts BSA.
Yeah.
Starting in February of next year. But then will the boys have the same option as the girls? If the boys don't want to do the hardcore stuff, then I just want to go sell cookies with the GSA?
Well, I really don't know what activities the Girl Scouts do. But with Boy Scouts, you know, you're always it's self paced. So if you want to get a merit for fishing, that's what you work on, or cooking, or camping, or whatever it is. So it's something that you work on by yourself. So whatever the girls' interests are, they can pick as a scout BSA now, as of next year. I'm okay with it. It's an era that's ending. I don't know.
Yeah.
They already have something for like the college age, because at 17, you're no longer allowed to be a part of the scouting program. So they have this college program that they've allowed older kids to be a part of. I can't remember the name of it right now, but it's co-ed. So, and that's been around for a while. So I guess they're just slowly getting there.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know archaeologists discovered an ancient meme in Turkey? In 2012, construction for a cable car revealed that a 2,000-year-old mosaic, which features a super chill skeleton reclining with some bread and wine next to the inscription, "Be cheerful, live your life." That's a meme from 2,000 years ago. It was a picture of someone chilling with wine and bread, and it said, "Be cheerful, live your life."
So they had that written,
yes,
on the picture?
Yes.
That's like, really cool.
Like ancient.
It was in hieroglyphics?
Well, it had like some weird symbols, I guess. I know. Because I don't think hieroglyphics have to be.
I don't know
Egyptian?
What hieroglyphics are,
I think
Amy.
They have to be Egyptian.
Just throwing it out there. Sounding like I know what I'm talking about. That's really cool.
Yeah. So it's not of this generation.
Did you know you don't have to call out people every time there's something wrong with them? So I always feel incredibly stupid if I leave work, go to my car, I'm looking to back up. No, I'm not. I'm looking at my backup camera, but whatever. I look up in my mirror and I see that I have like, is it a booger? Is it skin? Like, oh, like what's this hanging out right here on the end of my nose? Or if I have something in my teeth, I always feel stupid because I'm like, did anybody else see that? Well, I'm the world's worst at calling out Jeremy. I've said this before. I'll call him out. Don't touch me with your feet. I don't have a problem with feet, but just there's no reason to put your feet on me in bed. Like, just get your feet off of me. We got a big bed. Keep your feet on your side. You know, I don't need all that.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I had been all up in his face the other day.
Oh, what'd you have in there?
I go to the bathroom. I have the longest white dog hair sticking out of my nose.
Ew.
It was so long. And I'm just like, babe, did you not see this? Like, why would you not tell me that I've got a ginormous dog hair sticking out of my nose?
Did you motorboat Stanley? How did it get
no,
there?
No, he's a really bad shedder. I mean, probably because I do love all over him. But he sheds super bad. And then I must have been breathing in his dog hair. Or it's floating around in the air. I don't know. And my nose hair is called it. And then just attached to it. So it's like I had some nose weave going on.
Whoa.
I felt so stupid.
Well, maybe he didn't notice it. You don't need
to. He probably did. And just didn't say anything to me. I don't know.
I'm always grooming Josh. He has dry skin. So I'm always like licking my finger, wiping it. Especially if we're in public. And at home, it doesn't matter. You don't care what you look like. I don't care what you look like. But I'm sure he doesn't want to be embarrassed in front of people. So I nonchalantly, not like, hey, everybody, there's something on your face. I tell him discreetly.
I mean, we were at home and it was just him and I, but still, I still felt a little stupid. No. I look stupid, so how could I not feel stupid?
Feeling stupid in front of your spouse?
And I think it's because one of the things I have gotten on to him about is body hair and grooming, because I don't know at what age this happened, but at some point, his eyebrows just said, you're not going to control me anymore. And they just started doing their own thing. And so he'll get this crazy long hair. And I'm like, babe, don't move. And I'll go to pluck it. And then, of course, he like licks it. And then I can't ever find it again. Brushes it back down, you know. So I think it's because I do groom him.
Even if he did see the Stanley hair that was grossly coming out of your nose, he obviously didn't think it was your hair. So
no.
Maybe that's why he didn't mention you needing to groom better.
And I used to hate... I really don't have that problem anymore, but I used to get something like deodorant or something on my shirt, but it'd be under my boob. I have two of them, but it'd be under one. It usually wouldn't be under both. I'm not my mom. But but then somebody would be like, hey, you have something on your shirt. And I'm like, where? No, I don't. Yeah, you have something. No, I don't. And then you actually have to do like the pick up and look under.
I was just bragging away with Maddox when I was pregnant. You know, man, I never got stretch marks. And I'm, you know, 9 months. Gosh, I'm just so lucky. On and on. After I had Maddox, I realized that all those stretch marks were under my belly. I couldn't see them. So, great. Did you know that playing Tetris after a traumatic event can help eliminate bad memories? And I love Tetris. I used to play this game like crazy. I would dream about it. I would be driving and I would like imagine these pieces fitting together perfectly. And now maybe it's because I was like working through something, you know, on a deeper level. I love it so much. I'm gonna play Tetris again. Not that I need it, not that I'm going through something, just because you never know. Little what is it? Therapy.
Well, whenever Jeremy and I are gonna drive somewhere, like we always go to Florida for Christmas, Jeremy has to be the one to pack the car because there is a certain way to do everything. And he loads the back of our trunk up like Tetris. It is a serious thing. So I can't go back there and just throw my stuff in there because it has to go a certain way.
For it to all fit.
I think it fits just fine no matter what. But I mean, him and his dad both do that.
So it's not like packed full.
Like sometimes, I mean, for Christmas, if we have a lot of presents, it might be, but a lot of times, I mean, that's just, so that's the way that it goes.
A control thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it's his therapy.
I have that problem.
Did you know that you can turn on, okay, there's a function on your phone where you can have read receipt. I don't know which one it is, but if you don't turn it off of your phone, then whenever you read somebody's text message,
oh, yeah.
You can see what time they read it.
Yeah.
And I turned mine off just because I don't want you to know I looked at your text message and then didn't respond because I'm really bad about remembering to text message back. I'll check it a lot of times and not even check it to clear the notification. Like I just see it come up on my phone and then I forget about it. Well, you can turn on read receipt for individual people. So Jeremy turned on red receipt just on me. And I was being petty the other day because I was angry about who knows what, a plant or something. And he had texted me and I saw it and didn't respond back for a little bit. And then casually responded back 20 minutes later. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I've been so busy cleaning, you know, I didn't have my phone on me. And he's like, didn't see it, huh? I'm like, and then I remembered he had red receipt on, so he knew that I had looked at his text and didn't bother. He knew I was being petty, but is all the point of this.
Did you have it turned on your phone?
No, it's turned off on my phone. You can still turn it on individuals.
But that's not fair. If you say you don't want it seen and someone else tells you, yeah, you have to have it seen. I don't like that.
Now, again,
he doesn't have the right
half information. Maybe it's just because we're on the same account. So you can. So maybe it's not for everybody. I'm not positive. He had told me once before that he did this. So I knew. And then I had turned it on for him. And then I turned it back off just because I think that's an unnecessary feature.
I agree.
But now I'm super paranoid. So whenever I do read something, like even if it doesn't have to have a response, I'll still respond with an I love you or an emoji or something because I don't want him to think I'm ignoring him now because pity. I'm on to him again.
Pity response.
Yes.
I don't want your pity response.
I still do. And the guilty response. Well, because sometimes I wonder like what I should say. It's because I'm constantly questioning myself is what it is. But I'll be texting with somebody and I know like we're texting back and forth. So I know they can see the little dots come up and then it takes me a long time and then they get a text message from me and it's like three words, you know? And it's like, I know it didn't take you 5 minutes to type three words. Or people are like, she's a really awful texter, like just one of those back in the day texters. Like maybe I'm using the old Nokia phone and I have to use three times to be able to get an E or something like that.
What is that called? Something nine.
T9. No, that's a maybe. Calculator.
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't matter.
I think.
Well, you gave me homework, which I forgot about because I got busy. It's not an excuse, apparently. But I did call the kids this morning to see what they know from learning at school. And I got absolutely nothing. They are not fun to be around in the mornings. I feel so bad for Josh. His response was, this is what I deal with every morning. Like, zip lips. They do not want to talk to me at all. So, great kids, thanks. The only thing I could get out of them was that they are doing a bunch of review for STAR test, which is a statewide test. And so I did the homework, and I went and I found some STAR tests from last year, and I found some questions for us. I don't know the answers. I don't know if we want to play or you want me to just ask you, but I have a couple of math questions, a couple of social studies, a couple of science, and a couple of reading.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So I'm going to start.
And you don't have the answers?
I don't. Well, I mean, I have them. I haven't looked at them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then we can do them together.
Okay. So, eighth grade science.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. A cook heats a meal in a microwave oven. What energy transformations occur between the microwave oven and the meal? And there's four answers. So I don't know. Maybe this is too long.
I was going to say watts. It's microwave watts.
It's energies. These are all energies. So there's electrical energy, light energy, to chemical energy. That's one. There's chemical energy to thermal energy to light energy. That's two. Should I just skip this question?
Is there watts in there?
No, there are absolutely zero watts.
Okay, next question. I don't believe them.
Okay, here's another eighth grade science question. What is the main function of the system, including the ureter, the kidney, and the bladder?
Urethra.
No, it's U-R-E-T-E-R. I didn't even know this was in my body. Do you have you ever heard of that?
So it's not a urethra and a bladder? It's not pee coming from your kidney
It's
to your bladder?
It's a urethra.
Urethra. If it's not pee related, I don't know.
Control reproduction or transport oxygen or produce hormones or remove waste.
Pee's waste. I was kind of right.
I'm going to say waste. We're right.
It is urethra?
No.
Urethra?
No. It's remove waste.
Okay.
It's a ureter.
It's a ureter. You can quote me on that. It's a ureter.
All right, I'm done.
Okay. Did you know that New Jersey was named after an island in the English Channel called Jersey?
Nope.
Okay, me either, which is not surprising because it has to do with geology. No, geography. Another G one. But not only that, but did you know that some people have all the luck? This 26-year-old guy in Massachusetts called Joe Hill joined a Facebook group a while back called Good or Bad Jersey Businesses. And he thought it was all about places in New Jersey. And then he realized it was an island and made fun of himself in the post. He had never heard about this island. No, why am I whispering? Neither have I. Let's go viral. So anyway, he made some joke about it on Facebook and his post went viral. Everyone else in the group saw it, actually lives in the English Channel of Jersey and thought it was hilarious. And he ended up going viral, had 1,500 likes. And somebody from that group started a GoFundMe to fly Joe and his girlfriend out to Europe so they could come visit.
Wow.
And they did. So people on the island donated over $1,600 in less than a week. And Joe and his girlfriend Amanda went over there for 2 weeks for a free vacation. Didn't pay for a hotel. Didn't pay for a drink. Had free meals the entire time. This trip would have cost them about $15,000 if they had paid and gone on their own.
Oh my gosh.
But I mean, their little joke worked because people, that story went viral and now everybody knows there's a place called Jersey that people should go visit. I don't think they're just going to be offering free tourism for people to go. But how does that work? Because you're stupid and you mess up geography?
They just got lucky.
I'm stupid. I mess up geography all the time.
You're just not talking to the right people.
I know. I was on the phone with my father-in-law the other day, and he was talking about some war going on in some place, and that's why gas was so expensive for us, is because all this stuff that's happening. And the place the war was going on was like Yuma or something, or Homa, or I don't know. I didn't even know this was a place. I guess I shouldn't give them publicity if there's war going on. It's not like I want to go visit there, but...
No, probably not. You don't want a free trip there.
No.
There is a thing, did you know, called Paris Syndrome, talking about traveling. It is a mental disorder experienced mostly by Japanese tourists who are disappointed when they visit the city for the first time. So they have like this buildup of they think Paris is going to be fantastic, and when they get there, they're disappointed. It's a syndrome.
Why?
I don't know. I guess because, I don't know, it's the love city, right?
Isn't yeah. it?
I think so. Anyway, so yeah, they're just disappointed and they get a mental disorder from it. So I guess I'm not traveling anymore. Don't want to get a syndrome.
Sometimes, like whenever I got married in Ireland, whenever we first got to Ireland, I was like, oh, this is cool. I never once acted disappointed, but I didn't feel like I was excited as I should be. And I thought in that moment, I was like, it's official. I officially have no emotions, none whatsoever. Like, I just don't care. And I wasn't.
You did have a lot of other things on your mind.
Well, I think also because I was so scared because Jeremy's driving, but you're driving on the right side of, no, on the left side of the road in the passenger seat. And getting around at first, because we drove straight to Belfast, to Northern Ireland. Getting around was crazy. Like here, if you're going to park on the street, we all park on one side. There, they would be facing every direction. Like we'd go to park on our right hand side, park on the side of the road, and somebody would swoop in and come steal it from us and then park in the opposite direction. Like it didn't matter. Cars are not facing the same way. So it was a little bit hectic whenever we first got there, but I just felt like I didn't feel the excitement like I should. But then after we got there and started having a good time, I was good. Yeah. So I can kind of see where that is, because I was so frantic whenever we first got there. And then my parents got there and I talked to my dad, and my dad was so, I could tell my mom's like, talk to your dad, he's driving,
like stressed
out. My dad was so frantic whenever he first got there, because I think Dublin is so crazy where we were and then trying to get out of. But then once we got out of Dublin, it was better until we got to Belfast. But driving around in Dublin's crazy. And I think that my dad first got there and he's like, okay, what do we do? Like,
yeah.
I've got my whole family with me.
It's nerve-wracking.
Yeah. And it's just insane to be able to drive around.
Thank goodness that they speak English. Because what about having crazy time driving and not understanding the language?
Yeah. Well, then the more country we would go, everybody does speak English, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you understand them, though.
That's true.
Because we'd get out to the country people and their accents would be so thick, mm-hmm. it'd be hard to hear them. But then, like, if I go to the state I always forget about, Massachusetts, if I go there, I'd meet somebody and I'm like, where are you from? I'm from here. I'm from Boston. And I'm like, oh, you sound Irish. But it's because there's so many Irish people that do live there, even though they've never been before, they still have that heavy accent.
Yeah.
But that always throws me off.
Well, it just travels down from, you know, the previous generation, I guess.
Did you know that you should not tell children everything?
Yes, I did know that.
Okay. I have my niece, Heaven, who's such a sweet girl. She's so sweet. She's so beautiful. Big old blue eyes. I mean, she's such a sweetheart. And there's something gross that I do. I don't know.
Is it the cheese foot grater?
No. No, she's seen me do that. It's something gross that I do to people that they don't like, and it's called a bean dip, and I'm not really going to get into it. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, did you know whenever I said bean dip?
Yeah.
Does everybody know that?
I don't know.
Okay. Do you just know that from me?
I don't know what people know.
Okay. Well, I have spent my whole life not doing that, not saying that, not doing anything like that to Heaven. Well, I was at my parents' house last weekend, and I did something, and Heaven was like, oh, Lacey did this. And my mom was like, yeah, you're shocked by that. Lacey will also bean dip you. And Heaven's like, what's that? And my mom told her what it is. And now Heaven's walking around doing that. And I was with them the other day and she's like trying to do that. And then she turns around and she tells me, well, you used to do this. It's something else my brother told, like gross stuff. And so I tried to FaceTime her last night because I've been thinking about this. And I'm like, no, you're not going to get ruined by all this gross stuff that I used to do just because I don't have a maturity level. So, I mean,
I don't think if she turns out to you, she'll be ruined. She's just getting to develop her personality. If she wants to be a prankster, then I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
My brother told her, I used to take poop pictures back in the day, and I used to send them to people just because you get a text message from me and you're like, oh, it's so sweet. Like, what's Lacey sending me a picture? What is this? And you open it up and it's like, it's a memorable one. You know, it's worthy of taking the phone out. Well, whenever I first got with Jeremy, I quit doing that because I didn't want him to ever look through my phone and be like, why are there pictures of poop in here? Like, what is going on with you? Somebody floored him. We went out to a birthday dinner, my birthday dinner, several years ago. And one of my longtime guy friends mentioned it at dinner. And he's like, yeah, I used to be so scared to get messages from Lacey because it's like, is she sending me something cool? Is it poop? Like, I don't know. I'm too afraid to look. And Jeremy's like, oh, my God, you used to do that? Yeah. Well, my brother told her that I used to do that. And so she's just like finding crude humor to be really funny. But she's such a sweet girl. And I don't want her, like, I guess it's fine if we do it as a family. If you want to do that to me, that's one thing. But don't, I don't know where to draw the line. Like, I'm so flabbergasted. My mom said something to her about it.
It's not your job to know what's okay for her or not. You're not raising her. So I wouldn't worry about it. But secondly, I don't know. It's not something to get all wrapped around the axle about.
Well, don't be weird like us. You don't take this pure golden child and turn her into some weirdo. She looks up to us. She looks up to me. So don't be thinking poop's funny. I mean, it is. But wait till you're older.
Scoopity-poop-dee-woop.
Scoopity-poop-poop.
Scoopity-woop-diddy-poop.
Okay, so I'm just wrong. I just don't want her to be gross. Don't be gross. Because I don't do that kind of stuff around Jeremy. I don't want to be gross. I don't want her to be gross.
I think she's still a kid, and it doesn't mean she's going to be like that forever. Whenever you go through puberty, you just like, oh, maybe I should shower every day. Maybe I should look nice for the opposite sex or whatever. You start making different decisions whenever you become an adult. I think if she wants to take poop pictures and think it's funny, she can. I'm sorry that I think maybe you're more worried that she sees you in a different light.
No. Because her and I are very real with each other. But I don't want to be the reason this child's different now.
It's not different.
She's going to be at Sunday school violating other children. That is going to be my fault.
You watch any kids' movie and every single one of them has potty humor. Everyone. I can't tell you one that doesn't. That's just normal. Kids normally think potty humor is funny. It's society's fault. Not yours.
There we go. Blame others. I'm very, very good with that.
Hey, what happened?
Okay, Amy, before in the past, whenever we've needed to rewind what's happened, you've given me a sound effect. Do you want to give me a sound effect?
Oh, gosh.
I love it. Okay. So, a little bit behind the scenes, Amy and I recorded this podcast yesterday.
Yes.
And the powers that be heard us, and somebody went viral today. Do you want to talk about what happened?
Well, I have a little secret Instagram account that we talked about before, and I guess they promoted it on the Kid Kratic Morning Show, and I have almost 9,000 likes now. I had nine before, and now it's 9,000.
Okay, so quickly do the math. How many followers did you gain?
I don't know. Is that a thousand times greater? I think so.
Yeah. So what is your Instagram handle, by the way?
It is Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles.
And don't be confused because it does say unauthorized. I said that word really weird.
Unofficial. Yeah. And I got approved by Russ. So I can now make it official.
So you're going to take off the un? It's going to be official?
Yeah.
Okay. So be sure and check out Amy's Instagram account.
Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles.
It looks really good.
Thank you.
Those pictures are on point. I'm surprised that your old ass phone took those pictures. I really am. I think that's why I had such a hard time believing it, because I'm like, that's not Amy. I knew it was your food. Yeah. I didn't think it was. But also, I don't know who would have put the effort into it. Like, taking a great picture is one thing, but then to post the recipe, that's next level. That's right. Commitment.
Right.
So I couldn't see these bozos around here taking a picture and then writing out the recipe. But whatever. Great job.
Thank you.
Amy's Instagram account is on fire. So go show it some love. Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles. And while you're there, you can go give little measly loose lips and childbearing hips Instagram and Facebook some love too. Also, we're on Twitter, loose lips hips on Twitter. Are you going to start a Twitter account, or is this just solely going to be Instagram?
It's just Instagram. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But great job, Amy.
Thank you.
That was really, really good.
It's a lot of pressure now, but we'll see how it goes.
Are you going to be posting stuff this weekend for Cinco de Mayo?
Ooh, I don't think so. I only post for... Wait, are you talking about Loose Lips? Are you talking about Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles?
Yes, I'm talking about Toaster Chronicles.
No, it's just for work. Just the work toaster.
Okay. So be on the lookout for Amy to be posting some new stuff. I think you could turn another career out of this. I really do. I think that you could blog about it.
Gosh. That seems like a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. Okay, just stick to the Instagram. But go show Amy some love on Instagram. Get inspired in your own kitchen at work to do some cool stuff. And have a great and safe, happy Cinco de Mayo. Have fun celebrating and keep your hips loose.
And lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
Instagram is for the devil.